Welcome to Open Studio, where we put a spotlight on the arts, artists, and issues in the cultural community. I'm Tom Musgrave. My guest today is Favel Donahue, Assistant Director of Lexington Art League, here to chat about the upcoming Woodland Art Fair, August 15th and 16th, in Lexington's Woodland Park. Welcome, Favel.
Thank you for having me in, Tom.
Well, let's pretend for a moment that there are folks out there who may have never heard of Woodland Art Fair. It's possible. How would you describe the event to them?
It is a lot of fun. We have over 200 artist vendors that are set up all over Woodland Park, and it's an absolutely beautiful place to go and see art over the weekend. There are usually over 30 food and beverage vendors. Those are coordinated by Lexington Parks and Recreation. There are music performances and buskers that'll be throughout the park. So there's a lot of things to see and do.
What kind of art is represented there? What can people expect to see?
So there will be people who make all kinds of stuff out of, you know, ceramic and metal. There'll be oil painting, acrylic painting, watercolors, drawing, pastels, digital art, lots of sculpture as well.
Are there artists who, I've been there before and I see, you know, mostly they're in their booths engaging with the public. Mm-hmm. Are there artists who are ever actually demonstrating what they do as they're engaging with the public?
Yes, there are some that, their processes are very hand-based. They don't take a lot of, you know, machinery or loud or electricity. We have one broom maker who's been with us for a while. He does shaker-style brooms. But the fun part is the handles are always made out of something very interesting, like a trombone.
Oh,
or,
wow.
Or, you know, just a really fun piece of wood or part of a chair leg. Those are always a lot of fun to look through and see, like, what did he make a broom out of this year?
Well, and that's kind of the appeal of art fairs like this, that you actually get mm-hmm. to meet the maker. And, you know, there's got to be a story behind those broom handles. Like, maybe not like an intricate story, but like, oh, I got this trombone slide from this guy who plays trombones and was looking to get rid of them, and he's principal with the Walla Walla Symphony Orchestra or something like
right,
that.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a good mix of Kentucky artists and artists from out of state, looking at the directory from the past. How does that contribute to the variety that's displayed at the fair?
Well, so since, you know, Woodland Art Fair has been around for a while, and we do kind of have a very specific concentration of Kentucky-based artists because we are very proud of our artists that are here from Kentucky. But, you know, sometimes you can go to a fair and you're like, oh, yes, I have seen that potter at the last three fairs that I've been to. So it is very advantageous to bring folks in from out of state, so there's a nice wide variety of artists and work. And also because the different varieties of work can be, you know, just different from what other people make around here. And so it's really nice to see people get inspired when they see a new artist and their interesting work and go, oh, wow, like that is so neat. How did you do that? Because I've seen some artists, you know, talking to each other and sharing tips and tricks of the trade and being generally inspired by each other.
Well, and that sort of begs the question of the out-of-state artists that you get. Mm-hmm. What kind of feedback do you get from them about the experience of being here in Kentucky and interacting with Kentucky artists and kind of seeing what the vibe is that we've got going on here?
So they love coming here. They love hanging out with our Kentucky artists. They love the crowd that comes because everyone's so nice and complimentary, enthusiastic, and they buy stuff. We have, you know, some artists that have been participating from three states away that they try to come every single year because they love coming to Lexington.
Well, and it begs another question. You just mentioned that people buy stuff, which is mm-hmm. obvious. I mean, it's an art fair.
Yeah.
It is for the consumer, it's a great market because it's a bunch of artists in a small area that you may not encounter together but once or twice a year.
Yeah.
So it's important. It's a good market for a consumer. Why is it an important opportunity for the artists?
Well, So one of the constant bits of feedback that I get every year from all of almost everybody that participates is that the Woodland Art Fair is, if not their best show of the year, it's in their top five shows every year as far as revenue goes. Mm-hmm. So Lexington is very engaged with, you know, purchasing arts and supporting artists. It's good for networking and building a customer base. Because, you know, a lot of artists are also doing stuff online and doing sales online. And so when once you have, you know, as you grow your customer base, then, you know, there's the potential for more sales and stuff. And, you know, word of mouth is also can be very important for artists as well. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I'm just like, oh, did you see this person? Do you like this type of, you know, glass blowing? Then you would love their stuff. You should go buy some of it.
Yeah. I mean, I could go on Etsy or even like if an artist has their own website with their mm-hmm. own e-commerce, you know, platform on there, I could do that. I personally prefer to meet them face to face and get the story from them. What is your superhero origin story?
Yeah.
What is this piece? What's the story of this piece? Which I think is, it's an appeal of festivals and fairs like this.
That is also one of the things that I very much enjoy about the Woodland Art Fair is getting to meet the artists.
Well, and there's sort of the taboo subject of that artists do this for a some artists do this for their for a living. It's mm-hmm. for some it's their it's their primary livelihood, mm-hmm. and art is worth something, and that this is a reminder that it does have worth. And
yeah. Well, and not just worth, but I think some people forget how much time and labor actually goes into producing artwork. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they'll look at something and be like, well, I could buy something similar online for $25. And it's like, well, it's not a one of a kind. And, you know, this painting took me 30 hours to make.
Yeah. That and to gas up the truck, to load up the U-Haul, to, you know,
yeah.
because a lot of these artists I know do travel for, mm-hmm. for fairs and festivals.
Yeah.
Well, the artists I know, they did not go to school to learn how to set up a booth and,
right.
and load up a... So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes into...
Yeah, a self-employed artist is a small business owner, and
yes.
they have to worry about things like all of their overhead costs.
Yeah, and, you know, you've got, as you said, 200 small business owners in mm-hmm. one space.
Yeah.
In mid-August. So I don't want to have you here and not talk a little bit about the Lexington Art League.
Okay.
So you are assistant director of the Lexington Art League, which presents this event. Tell us a little bit about what the Art League does here in Central Kentucky.
So we are a member-based organization. We have artists and supporting members that believe in the work that we do and our mission, which is to support local artists and provide opportunities for them and for our art-loving community. And so one of the things we do is we have a full slate of exhibitions throughout the entire year at the Loudon House out in Castlewood Park. It's one of the most unique gallery spaces that I've seen around, mm-hmm. just about anywhere, because it's an old 1850s Gothic Revival villa. One of the fun things about the house is that it is also very architecturally significant. And so we also, you know, a lot of times some people will just show up and because they Googled, you know, historic homes to see in Lexington.
Yeah.
And they walk in the front doors. They have no idea. They have no idea that we're an art gallery.
Wow.
And so they get this fantastic double whammy because we have a lot of history about the house.
Mm-hmm.
So we can tell them history about the house and then we get to tell them about all the artwork. So that's been a lot of fun.
Is it exclusively Kentucky artists or is it a mix of Kentucky artists and visiting artists?
That's a very good question. No, they are primarily all Kentucky-based artists, generally from Lexington or the greater Lexington area.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how can people learn more about Woodland Art Fair?
So to learn more about the Woodland Art Fair, we have a lovely little website. It is www.woodlandartfair.org.
And I want to thank Fable Donahue of the Lexington Art League for chatting with me today about the Woodland Art Fair, August 15th and 16th in Lexington's Woodland Park. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Tom. I appreciate it.
Listen to Open Studio every Friday during WUKY's Morning Edition and in the afternoon during All Things Considered. Or listen to extended segments at the Open Studio podcast, available at WUKY.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Do you have an idea for an Open Studio segment? We're always on the lookout for news and events in Central Kentucky's arts and cultural community. Email us at openstudiowuky@gmail.com or visit our Facebook page, keywords Open Studio on WUKY. Your idea may make it on the air. I'm Tom Musgrave. Thanks for listening to Open Studio on WUKY.